In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with volume 25, 10, 7, 1928. At night, Louisa says, I remained alone with my Jesus in the sacrament. So here is the love that Louisa had for Jesus. Again, it's volume 25. She, again, at this point, this is October 7th. This is the first day that she was in the orphanage of St. Anthony that was built for her by St. Annibal de Francia. And her room was right across from the chapel. And where her headboard is now, it's now at the sanctuary of the chapel. And where her headboard is where the tabernacle is. So you can see that she was looking at Jesus at the other end of the chapel when her doors were open. And she says, at night, okay, this is the first day, October 7th, I remained alone with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. So here, she's finally with Jesus after 40 years, she says. And my eyes were fixed on the little door of the tabernacle. And it seemed to me that the lamp, with its continuous flickering, was about to go out. And then it would revive again. And my heart gave a jump. So here, she's back with Jesus, and she's the candle is flickering, and she says she became nervous, my heart gave a jump, fearing that Jesus might remain in the dark. Now here, she just didn't want Jesus to be alone, even in the dark. You know, when she was looking at him, Jesus, loving Jesus, moved in my interior, clasped me in his arms, and told me, "My daughter, do not fear. This is for us. Do not fear. Don't fear anything. Jesus is with us, especially in the divine will. He's reigning in our hearts. We have consecrated our hearts to be his throne. Do not fear anything. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. Don't be anxious. Don't be complaining. Don't be negative. Trust in him. Jesus, I trust you." He said to St. Faustina, "The final devotion that I give to my church before I return is divine mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. Do not fear. If you're afraid of anything, pray the mercy, divine mercy prayer. Jesus, I trust in you. For the lamp shall not go out. And if it did go out, I have you, Louisa, my living lamp." Now here is another title that Jesus gives to Louisa. Louisa, the living lamp. A lamp that, with your flickering, your I love yous, more than flickering of the Eucharist, tells me, the flickering lamp, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. With every heartbeat, it's an I love you. And again, this is what Jesus is waiting for us. He's waiting for us to learn from Louisa how to be this flickering light at the tabernacle, saying to Jesus, I love you, I love you, I love you. Continuously. Jesus said to Louisa, if all you can say is I love you in front of the Blessed Sacrament, he said, it's everything for me. Your I love you is everything for me, Jesus says. So he says, you have come to keep company with your prisoner. We are both in prison. You in bed, I in the tabernacle. We in our bodies, Jesus in the tabernacle. Now, finally, the time has come for me to have a prisoner, to keep her constantly near me under my sacramental gazes. So here, Jesus is finally saying, I can look at you. You're looking at me, I'm looking at you. Finally, I have someone who is constantly near me. Now think about that. For 40 years, she was in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And now she's continually in front of the Blessed Sacrament. So he says, one whom the chains of my divine will alone kept imprisoned. So here he says, your divine, the divine will is keeping you, Louisa, imprisoned in with my sacramental gazes. A sweeter, more pleasant company could not come to me. So While we were together in prison, we shall occupy ourselves with the kingdom of the fiat. So what he does with Luisa, this is so great. These are the most intense writings from this point on. This is the receiving the divine inheritance of the Father. He says, now we're going to work together. We shall occupy ourselves with the kingdom of the divine fiat and shall work together and sacrifice ourselves together to make the divine will known to humanity. So these last 10 years that Jesus is with Luisa, he says, we're going to really intensify these truths that I'm going to give to humanity. I'm going to intensify these secrets that I'm going to give to humanity. I'm going to intensify these manifestations that I'm going to give to humanity. I'm going to intensify these I love yous, he says to Luisa, that I'm going to give to humanity. The Book of Heaven, there's no other book like it. There's no other book like it. It brings to life the Gospels. It brings to life the words of the saints. It brings to life our dogma and doctrine. Our God is filling us to overflowing. So that's why he says, together in this prison, we shall occupy ourselves with the kingdom of the divine fiat. And that's where we are today, in this prison that we're in. I mean, it's a joy-filled prison. To be alone with Jesus is a glory that no human can give to us. We shall occupy ourselves with the kingdom of the fiat and shall work together and shall sacrifice together, ourselves together, to make this divine known, this divine will known to all the world. That's what she did for the last 10 years. And when you read, volume 25 to volume 36, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. Volume 1 through volume 10 is how to become a divine mirror, how to become a saint of Jesus, how to become another Christ, if you want to say. Volume 11 through volume 19 is how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then volume 20 through volume 36 is how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. So one section is of Jesus, one section is of the Holy Spirit, one section is of the Father, and they're all intertwined. But again, as you read, you're never going to find anything like this in any other book. That's one of the things guaranteed. Volume 25. 10, 17, 19, 28. My daughter, how much analogy exists between the conception I did in the maternal womb and what I do in each consecrated host? So here, this is great. Listen. See, from heaven I descended to be conceived in the womb of the celestial mother Mary. From heaven I descended to be consecrated, hidden in the veils of the species of bread. So he says that what he did with Our Lady, he's now going to do with us. Not in exactly the same way, but similar. He says, in the dark, immobile, I remained in the maternal womb of Mary. In the dark, immobile, and made even smaller, I remain in each host. Look at me. I am here. God is there, hidden in the tabernacle. I pray, I cry, and I make not even my breath heard. He says, with the sacramental veils, my very divine will keeps me as though dead, annihilated, restricted, compressed. And while I am alive and give life to all. Oh, the abyss of my love, how immeasurable you are. In the maternal womb, I was loaded down and weighed with the weight of all souls and all sins. Here in each host, small as it is, I feel the enormous weight of the burden of the sins of each and every creature. And while I feel crushed under the enormity of so many sins, I do not tire, because true love never tires. True love wants to win with the greatest sacrifices. True love wants to expose its life for the beloved. And this is why I, Jesus, continue my life from the moment I was conceived up to my death, in each sacramental host. Now I want to tell you of the pleasure I feel in having you near my tabernacle. Now he's talking to Luisa, but he's talking to us. Do you want to know the pleasure that God feels when we're with him in front of the Blessed Sacrament? Under my sacramental gazes, Jesus is looking at us. And the analogy that exists between me and you, I see I am hidden under the empire of my divine will. Ah, it is my will, divine will itself, its power that contains the prodigy of hiding me in each host with the consecration. And you are in your bed only by the empire of my fiat. So we are in our life only by the empire of God's fiat. What we're going through, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional, he says, only by the divine fiat of God. He's using every situation to bring us closer to him. He says, it is not corporal maladies that keep you hampered. No, but it is my divine will that wants it so. Did you hear what Jesus is saying? The sicknesses we're going through aren't hampering us. It's the divine will alone that wants it so. He is the Lord of our life. Every thought, every word, every deed. He wants to be the Lord of our life. Everything that we think, say, and do, he wants to be the Lord of our life. He wants to be the Lord of our life spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. He says, I'm in charge. Wait till you see what I'm going to do. So he says, and making a veil of you, it hides me and forms for me a living host, a living tabernacle. So here's another title that Jesus gives to Louisa, my living host, my living tabernacle. That's what he wants to say with us too. Our body is a veil that hides Jesus, forms for Jesus, a living host, a living tabernacle. Here is the tabernacle. Here in this tabernacle, us, where Jesus reigns, I pray continuously. And do you know what my first prayer is? That my divine will be known. So here in this tabernacle, this living tabernacle that we are, God is praying continuously. What? The first prayer, that the divine will be known. By whom? By us first. It's your family doesn't want it. Your neighbors don't want it. Your coworkers don't want it. Your parishioners don't want it. My divine will to be known by us, that its rule may keep Jesus hidden and may rule over all humanity, may reign and dominate in all of humanity. That's what his prayer is, that he be the Lord of everyone's life. In fact, only when my divine will is known and forms in each and every soul its kingdom, then shall my sacramental life have its complete fruit and the fulfillment of the so many sacrifices, the restoration of my divine life in humanity. What is the sacramental life having its complete fruit? When the divine will is known, when the divine will forms in each and every one of us its kingdom. Jesus said to the apostles, the kingdom of God is within you. He's forming it. He's making it come alive. When my sacramental life has its complete fruit and the fulfillment of so many sacrifices, the restoration of the life of Jesus in us. That's why we were made, to be in God's image and likeness. And I am, he uses his name again, here hidden, making many sacrifices to wait for what? The triumph of the kingdom of my divine will, the triumph of Jesus reigning in each and every one of us. He's made all the sacrifices. And now he's waiting for us to say, yes, fiat, let it be done to me as you say. Fiat voluntas tua, may your kingdom reign in me, this dust on earth as it is in heaven. God is waiting for the restoration of his life in each and every one of us. Psalm 25:11-4, 1928. After this, benediction was given with the most blessed, the most holy sacrament. And I prayed to Jesus from the heart to bless me. And again, pray that prayer often. Jesus, bless me. Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus, completely restore me, heal me. And Jesus, moving in my interior, echoing what Jesus in the most sacrament was doing, raised his blessed right hand in the act of blessing me and told me, oh, how much happier I, God, feel in operating, praying, blessing in the soul in whom my divine will reigns. So Jesus is saying, he's given you the book of heaven because the kingdom is beginning to reign in us. It's not the fullness. It's just the beginning. This is what God is doing. In this soul, he's talking about Luis now. In this soul, I, God, find my life. I find my light. I find my company. That's what he wants to say with us as well. Learn from a Luisa how to become the life of Jesus, the light of Jesus, the company of Jesus. On the other hand, in the sacramental prison, the accidents of the host are mute. They say not a word to me. I do everything on my own. I feel not a sigh that would unite to mine or a heartbeat that would love me because the host does not speak. This is what Jesus is showing us. I am always in silence. I am always in silence. And with divine patience, I, God, wait for the hearts to receive me so as to break my silence and to enjoy a little bit of company with my children. And in the soul in whom I find my divine will, I, Jesus, feel myself repatriated in the celestial, fatherland. So here, our God is saying, my children are coming back to heaven with me. My children are living with me in heaven while on earth. 525, 1110, 1928. After this, benediction with the most blessed sacrament was being given. I have the good to receive every day in these last periods of my life down here as I hope to complete this long exile of mine as soon as possible. Here it is, 1928. She dies in 1947. She's got 19 years left, yet she's saying, I have the good to receive every day in these last periods of my life down here at the Blessed Sacrament, and I hope to complete this long exile of mine as soon as possible. I want to go to heaven. This is something that will help us live in the divine will. The longing for heaven, no longer the longing of earth. I want to be in heaven while on earth. I want to be one with my God while I am on earth. I want the kingdom of God reigning in me on earth as it is in heaven. He says, and my lovable Jesus, at that moment, they were giving benediction, moving in my interior, because that's where Jesus lives, in the interior of Luisa. And Jesus wants us to begin to recognize Jesus living in our interior. And he told me, this sacramental prison of mine, having my prisoner near me, Luisa, that's my prisoner. Luisa is another title of Luisa. I feel coming to me the joys that my divine will can give me in the heart of our little daughter, Luisa. It's the same thing for us. Does God feel coming to him the joys of his divine will that give Jesus in the heart, in our hearts? Do we give to Jesus the divine, I love you? Have we learned to say to Jesus throughout the day, I love you, I love you, I love you? Again, that's the rounds of creation. When you're looking outside, everything is an I love you to us. He says, would you give that a divine I love you back to me? So my many sorrows are interrupted when I must bless you. And then when I descend sacramentally into your heart and I feel myself gazed at by you in this tabernacle, and I requite you with my gazes. So God looks at us and we look at him. We look at him, he looks at us. We breathe in this, I divine, I love you. From him, we breathe out to him, his divine, I love you, back to him. Thinking that I must do or give something to our little newborn of ours. That's our God. He wants to give us something. I put everything aside, even my very sorrows, and I make feasts because my divine will possesses innumerable joys and perennial feast. That's what God is doing with us. This is why you're happy when you're reading the book of heaven. It's a new and divine way of holiness that's coming to us. It's so glorious. It's so magnificent. Volume 25, 12 to 1928. I thought to myself, What is the use of Jesus permitting my coming near his tabernacle of love for us to remain in mute silence? So he's saying, what is the use of this? This is our questions given to Louisa, putting her through this doubt so that she would give it to Jesus. At the end of her life, she says, Jesus, I'm sorry for my so many questions, all my doubts. And Jesus says, you never had any. This is the questions, the doubts that the souls who are going to read the writings have, and I want to answer them through you. So we put Louisa through a lot of grief. So I thought to myself, what is the use of Jesus permitting my coming near his tabernacle of love for us to remain in mute silence? That's a human question. My daughter, listen, don't you know that you are the tabernacle of my divine will? See, if you are striving to live in the divine will, we become the tabernacle of Jesus. How many works have I not done in you? Think of your life, everything that you've gone through. Jesus, how many works has God not done in you? In the good, the bad, and the ugly. He wakes us up. He turns us from our evil ways. And he leads us to him. And we keep on failing. And he leads us to him. We keep on failing. This is the trial. This is the test that we're in. And we're going to win. God is going to win in us. Don't get discouraged by your failures. Get up. As they say, the best thing is to get up off the ground if you're knocked down and begin again. Trusting in him, believing in him, hoping in him, have confidence in him. Truly becoming a tabernacle of the divine will. How many graces have I not poured into you in order to form this tabernacle, you, for myself? A tabernacle, I could call it, unique in the world. In all, listen to this, and it's so true. In fact, as for Eucharistic tabernacles, I have a good number of them, but in this tabernacle of my divine fiat, I do not feel like a prisoner. I possess the endless expanses of my divine will. I do not feel alone. I have one soul, this is Louisa, and now hopefully it's us, who keeps me perennial company. I could call it my favorite tabernacle. That's what he calls Louisa. Another title, Louisa, my favorite tabernacle. And he wants to say this to us as well. In which I so much delight that I would not exchange it for the Eucharistic tabernacles, because in the Eucharistic tabernacles, I am alone. Nor does the host give me a divine will, as I find in you, Louisa, and the little children, the holy divine will linked with you, Louisa, such that it bilocates itself. And while I have it within me, I also find it in you. This oneness that God is bringing about for us to become aware of is astonishing. How can you be miserable? How can you not be happy knowing this, learning this, putting these truths into practice? See, this is why Jesus says, I want you to know everything I've told you. These secrets, these treasures, these mysteries, these blessings, these promises that Jesus is giving to us every single page that you read. How can you not be happy? Jesus says this. On the other hand, the host is not capable of possessing I love you back to me, nor does it accompany me in any of my acts. I am always alone. Everything is cold around me. The tabernacle, the pyx, the host are without life, therefore without company. So he wants us to become life for him. His life reflecting, not a cold metal box, but a heart that is in love with him, a throne that welcomes him. This is why Jesus says, I felt such delight in keeping near my Eucharistic tabernacle, Louisa. And this is why Jesus feels such delight in keeping, as he says, near us, his other Eucharistic tabernacles, who are linked with Louisa. She teaches us how to do this. That of my divine will formed in you, and that by merely looking at you, I feel my loneliness broken. I experience the pure joys This is the pure choice of God, that the creature who lets my divine will reign within herself can give to God, give to Jesus. The pure joys of fiat. What did Our Lady say? How can I become the mother of God? I've vowed a life of virginity. I don't know man. I'm not going to know man. How can I become the mother? How do you help me understand how I can help? And the angel said, it will be through the power of the Holy Spirit. What's the response? Fiat mihi. Let it be done as you say. Total surrender, total docility, total submission. When we fight with God, we become angry. We want our way. When we surrender to God, like the Blessed Mother, it's always fiat. That's what our Jesus and Mary taught Louisa. So when she was 17, Jesus said to her, stay in bed and for the rest of your life. She said, fiat. Stop eating, fiat. Stop drinking, fiat. Stop sleeping, fiat. And it wasn't because it was easy. She read the hours of the Passion. She says, Jesus, I'm falling asleep. I'm sorry, you told me to stay awake. I'm falling asleep. She struggled to remain awake. It wasn't easy for her. It wasn't just magic. Okay, Jesus said, now it's fine. God looks at us in the same way. I've got plans for you, he says. So this is what I ask you to go through. So this is why all my aims, Jesus says, all my cares, Jesus says, all my interests, Jesus says, are in making my divine will known. These truths are essential. That's why we're reading. And in making the divine will reign in the midst of creatures, then shall each soul be a living tabernacle of mine, not mute, but speaking this divine, I love you continuously with every heartbeat, every breath. And I, God, shall no longer be alone, but I shall have my perennial company, my little children of the holy divine will, linked with Louisa. With my divine will, by locating in them. So again, the gift that God gives to the little children of the holy divine will is by location. It's not the by location of the saints. Listen to what he says. My divine will by locating in them. And I, God, shall have my divine company in the creature. So I, God, shall have my heaven in each of the little children of my holy divine will, because the tabernacle of my divine will possesses my heaven on earth. We become like what Jesus gave to Louisa, a living tabernacle of the divine will, which possesses heaven on earth. The kingdom is here for those who want it. Peace, joy, and happiness. No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more sin. 5:27, 12:22, 19:29. My daughter, now you must know, and this is a book, If you want to know what you must know is, get that book, read it, study it, put it into practice. The access of my love toward the end of the prison of my humanity, it formed for me the prison of the Holy Eucharist. So here he says, I was in prison. The divinity was imprisoned in a human body. And at the end of this prison of his holy humanity, he says, I now have the prison of the Eucharist, the smallest of prisons, a little host in which it imprisoned me, my humanity and my divinity. And I would have content myself with being there as though dead, not letting one breath, not one movement, one heartbeat be heard, but not for the few years, but until the consummation of centuries. So I went from prison to prison, from the body, his human body, to the tabernacle. They are inseparable from me. Therefore, I can be called the divine inmate, the celestial prisoner. These are titles of Jesus, the divine inmate, the celestial prisoners. When the prisoners begin to hear this, when the inmates begin to hear this, they will get closer to Jesus. He's one of them. He's one of us. The first two prisons, in the intensity of my love, I matured the kingdom of redemption. The third prison of the Eucharist, I am maturing the kingdom of my divine fiat. Everything's happening now. And this is why I called you, Louisa, to the prisoner of your bed. That's why he called us to what we're going through. So that together, both of us prisoners in our solitude, bonding together, we may make the good of the kingdom of my divine will mature. Therefore, Jesus says to Louisa and to us, I will be your prisoner, not only in the little host, but also in your heart. We have to remember that. Our heart is where the throne of God is in each and every one of us. And you shall be my dear prisoner, all intent on listening to me as he speaks to us in the book of heaven and on breaking the loneliness of my long imprisonment. So how do we break the loneliness of Jesus' long imprisonment? By learning how to live in the divine will so that his kingdom is established in us on earth, this dust as it is in heaven. 5:27, 12:25, 19:29. There was not one act that I did, even my very sacramental life. Each consecrated host are continuous rebirths of my supreme volition, that it prepares for the soul who wants him. So I am, he uses his name again, the true sacrificed one of a cause so holy. What is that cause that's so holy? That my divine will may reign in us on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus says, by sacramental life, each consecrated host is a continuous rebirth of my supreme volition. It prepares in us. Jesus is the true sacrificed one of a cause that's so holy. And my divine will may reign in each and every soul. We haven't seen anything yet. What God is going to bring upon earth everyone's going to be delighted what's coming. This is so amazing what God is going to do. So we're at volume 28, 2:22-30. My will is repressed and cannot carry out the sanctity it wants. So God says that he's got everything planned, but he can't carry it out yet. Good suffers from intermittency. Now it rises, now it dies, and my fiat remains in the continuous sorrow of not being able to make rise all the good that the divine will wants in each and every human. And this is why I remain in the little host as sacrament. He says, I departed for heaven, but I remained on earth in the midst of creatures to be born, to live, to die, though mystically, in order to make rise in each and every soul all the good that man rejected by withdrawing from my divine will, all the good that Adam rejected by withdrawing from my divine will. So in a mystical way, everything is coming back to us through the Holy Eucharist. So he says, United to my sacrifice, I ask for the sacrifice of your life. So what is the sacrifice of our lives? It's to do everything within, through, and for Jesus, no longer for ourselves. That we want our human will, we want to take our human will as Our Lady taught Louisa and put it at the foot of the throne of God. These are the first six steps of the Virgin Mary and the kingdom of the divine will for the first 6 days. We take our human will and we sacrifice it. I don't want to be like this any longer. I want to reign. I want the kingdom of God to reign in me on earth as it is in heaven. To make its kingdom rise again in the midst of human generations. Not only for me, but for my family, my friends, my neighbors, my coworkers, my parishioners. And from each tabernacle, Jesus says, I am God is on the lookout to accomplish the complete work, and that is the redemption and the fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven. So redemption isn't complete yet. Why? The fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven hasn't yet happened. He says, so I am content with sacrificing myself and dying in each host in order to make the Son of God, S-U-N, of my divine fiat in the new era, its full triumph rise again. Humanity will go back to where it was before the fall. So he says, upon departing from earth, I said, go to heaven, and I remain on earth in each sacrament. I go to heaven, and I remain on earth in each sacrament. I shall content myself with waiting for centuries. I know, Jesus says, it shall cost me much. Unheard of outrages shall not be lacking, maybe more than my very passion. But I, Jesus, shall arm myself with divine patience and shall form the little host, and I shall accomplish the complete work. I shall make my divine will reign in the human hearts, and I shall continue to remain in their midst to enjoy the fruits of so many sacrifices I have been through. Then he says this, therefore, together with me, together with Jesus in the Eucharist, be united to the sacrifice for a cause so holy and for the just triumph that my divine will may reign and may dominate on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus says this, Volume 29, 9:12, 1931. After this, I continue to pray before the tabernacle of love. See, that's what God wants. He wants us to begin to pray before the tabernacle of love. This is a glory that's coming to for all of humanity. This is what's so beautiful. He says this. And in my interior, I said to myself, what do you do, my love, in this prisoner of love? So here Jesus says, Luisa says to Jesus, what do you do, my love, in this prisoner of love? Here is a question from us. What does Jesus do in the tabernacle all the time? So Jesus shows us this. And Jesus, all goodness, told me, my daughter, do you want to know what I do? Yes. What do you do in the tabernacle? I do my day. You must know that my whole life spent down here, I enclosed within one day. My day begins of being conceived, being born, and the veils of the sacramental accidents serve me as swaddling clothes for my tender age. And when because of human ingratitude, they leave me alone and try to offend me, I do my exile, left with only the company of some loving soul who, like a second mother, cannot detach herself from me and keeps me faithful company. That's what Jesus thinks of us when we spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. He says, I do my exile, but I have one little soul who loves me and, like a second mother, cannot detach herself from me and keeps me faithful company, like the Blessed Mother. And from the exile, I move on to Nazareth. I do my hidden life in the company of those few good who surrounded me. And I continue my day as the creature draws near to receive me. I do my public life, repeating my evangelical scenes, offering to each one my teachings, the help and the comforts that are needed for them. See, he takes care of us. He comforts us. When we're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, he's comforting us. I act as a father. I act as a teacher. I act as a doctor. And if needed, also a judge. So I spend my day waiting for all and doing good to all. And oh, how many times I have to remain alone without a heart that would palpitate near me. I feel a desert around me and I remain alone, alone praying. And I feel the loneliness of my days and I spend it in the desert down here. And oh, how painful it is for me, God, I who am. He's using his name again. Heartbeat for all in each heart. Jealous. Listen to what he's saying. This is what he's saying. Jealous. I guard everyone. I feel isolated and abandoned, but my day does not end with the soul abandonment. There is not one day in which ungrateful souls do not offend me and receive me sacrilegiously. And I make complete my day with my passion and death on the cross. Sacrilege is the most ruthless death that I receive in this sacrament of love. So in this tabernacle, I do my day by carrying out everything I did in the 33 years of my mortal life. That's why Jesus says to us, can you visit me 33 times a day? How do you do that? You go to where you were baptized it with your mind's eye. You kneel in front of the Blessed Sacrament with your mind's eye. You go to where you were confirmed. You go to where you were married. You go to where your parents were buried. You go and spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, even if it's a moment, to say, I love you. He says, so in this tabernacle, do I carry out the day by carrying out everything I did out, carried out in the 33 years of my mortal life? And just as in everything I did and do, the prime purpose, the prime act of life is the will of my Father, that it be done on earth as it is in heaven. So in this little host, I do nothing other than implore that one be my divine will with my children. So here he's saying he wants to bring about this new beginning, this new beginning of one with the his divine will with us. He's teaching us how to live the life that Adam had before the fall. He's teaching us how to live his true life and his mother's true life that was given to Louisa. He says it very clearly. He says, I do nothing other than implore that one be divine will with my children. And I call you. See, he's calling us. You have to understand that. We have to hear his voice. Again, you hear it with your heart. He's calling us in the divine will to be with him. He's calling us. And it's necessary that we begin to hear him. It's extremely necessary that we begin to hear him. How do we hear him? By saying, yes, I'm going to be with you. Respond. Yes, I will be with you. Make your day with Jesus an important day. Like again, you can go anywhere on the internet to be with our Eucharistic Lord, to spend time with him if we wish. He says, I implore that one be my divine will with my children. And I call you in the divine will, in which you will find my whole life and act. And you, by following it, ruminating it, and offering it, unite yourself with me in my Eucharistic day. Listen to what he's saying. I call you in the divine will. You will find my whole life. And by following it, ruminating it, and offering it, uniting yourself with me in my Eucharistic day to obtain that my divine will be known. By whom? By us. That it may reign. By whom? By us. We do this in the name of everyone and everything. So it will be given to all of humanity. So that you too shall be able to say, I do my day together with Jesus. I do my day together with Jesus. One with Jesus. See, it's the thing that our Lord is asking of us is really to begin to live this abundant life that he wants us to possess. He's going to do this. All he's asking of us is that we give our fiat. All he's asking, would you give your fiat to begin to live this abundant life? And when we say yes, God goes, good. Watch what I'm going to do. Great things are in store. Amazing things are in store. What God has given to us, this book of heaven, he said, I've waited from the beginning of time to give you this. I know the ones who are going to receive this book. I have chosen you from the beginning of time. That doesn't mean we're better than anybody else. As a matter of fact, he says, I'm going to make sure that it's given to the least, to the littlest, to the smallest, to the nothings. That's us. And that's great, because the less we are, the more God can be. See, it's like saying to Jesus, you know, come into my house, but I want you to be the Lord of my house. And I'll stand in the corner. God says, you're still standing in the corner. The whole house isn't mine. You're still possessing this. Well, I want to be nothing so that you, God, can be everything. God goes, good. Wait till you see what I'm going to do now. I'm going to let you share in my divinity. Don't ever think that we're anybody in the divine will is patting themselves on the back. If they're patting themselves on the back, they're not in the divine will. Jesus ignores them, he says to Louisa. I look for those that are nothing so I can give them everything. So I'll end with a prayer. We'll be back in 15 minutes. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.